The northwest side of Milwaukee has been a hotbed of real estate activity in recent months. Investors have been purchasing foreclosed homes and turning many into rental properties. WWM's Latoya Dennis found that some of the entrepreneurs are using their retirement accounts.
At age 36, Michael Barron has a bit of time before hitting retirement age, but he's thinking about it.
I tell my wife that I want to retire when I'm 45. And she laughs at me because I can't sit still. I work 7 days a week.
Barron may be a workaholic, but he's spending some of that energy building his nest egg. He is not investing in typical stocks and bonds. Rather, he's betting on real estate.
I would say that right now, 90% of my retirement account is in real estate.
Barron is part owner of Cornerstone Properties. It buys foreclosures, converts them into rentals, and then either sells the property to other investors or keeps it. Barron says quite a few investors are gambling on real estate because they don't perceive it as risky. Last year, the U.S. stock market returned around 2%. Barron says the rate of return on his investments has been between 10 and 35%, and he predicts it's only a matter of time before housing prices rebound.
So in 4 or 5 years, when the market's good, the investor will not only have captured the cash flow over those 5 or 6 years, but now they're going to have a property with a lot more equity in it.
Now, in order to invest his retirement savings in real estate, Barron is taking advantage of something called a self-directed IRA. It allows people to invest their retirement dollars in things besides the stock market. Adam Bergman is an attorney with IRA Financial Group based in New York. The company helps people set up their self-directed accounts. Bergman says while they reportedly compromise less than 5% of the retirement account market, their use is growing rapidly.
People want to diversify and they want to make sure that they're well positioned and when they retire that they have a well-balanced portfolio, and that means moving some of their money out of the stock market and into real estate where there's a perceived value based on pricing and a bet against inflation.
Bergman says people can invest their self-directed IRAs in a number of things, but real estate is the most common. Brian Jacobson is chief portfolio strategist at Wells Fargo Advantage Fund. He says self-directed IRAs are not for the novice.
A person should probably be comfortable enough and familiar enough with the various investment alternatives that are out there in order to make a real prudent decision. They should at least know what a mutual fund is, how the stock market operates. They should at least be conversant in what those things are.
Jacobson advises anyone thinking about opening a self-directed IRA to watch out for the fees companies charge. He says be mindful of the old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Back at the house, investor Michael Barron just purchased on Milwaukee's northwest side. He's excited about the prospects. He already owns about 20 homes and will soon close on 7 more.
I wish I had more money to put in real estate.
However, Barron cautions anyone interested in following his example to do their homework. I'm Latoya Dennis, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.